sunny. Yesterday my life was filled with rain. Sunday smiled at me and really eased the pain. Oh, the dark days are gone.
Good morning, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And when you hear a little Stevie Wonder and it's sunny, you know it's always sunny here in the studio with our buddy Eldon Scott, Chief Kindness Officer with Sonny's Barbecue.
Good morning, Meg. How are you on this rainy Friday?
I'm doing okay. I was just talking a little bit about this day and sort of sharing my personal feelings about it. But we're going to move on now and talk about barbecue.
Well, I don't know if we have to move on from it. I don't know if you ever move on from it. September 11th is a big day and definitely something that it deserves remembrance. And everybody remembers where they were at. I was sitting in the driveway working for Florida Pest Control, and
were
I was just
you
sitting,
really?
Sitting listening to the radio by myself, and it was just, and then remember, you know, that night just watching all the news footage and everything. Definitely never forget that. So, I mean, it's definitely something, and all the first responders who bravely, you know, ran to the problem.
Yes.
So, I want to honor our first responders for all the things that they do. Joel Richardson, he made a post that they had three fires last week, and he worked for a fire department here locally. And so, you know, so acknowledging all the first responders who never stop,
in
no matter what.
The last 25 years, they're still running into the fire. Yep. So that's pretty extraordinary. I didn't mention it before, but I was actually on the radio back then. I was doing a morning show in Panama City, and we had the TV screen up.
Yeah.
And I was looking at my morning show, and I looked at Eric. I said, was that a plane that just went into the World Trade? It was so out of our, you know,
things you don't think about.
So that was, I remember that moment
just
very
reality
well.
Now.
I remember it very well.
So.
Well, we have some nice, I guess, ways to, I don't know, soothe your soul on a day like today.
Hey, yeah.
Have
a little slow smoke barbecue is good for a rainy day. It is good for a rainy day.
Rainy day and even a day like this.
Listen, even if you don't want to get out of your car and brave the elements like we had to do this morning to get into the studio.
Right.
We got drive-thrus at all of our locations.
And where are your locations, may I ask?
So every location has a drive-thru. We got four locations here in the News Radio listenership area. We have the one over in Pace, Florida. Located on Highway 90 there in front of the Lowe's Home Improvement Store, about a mile west of the Avalon intersection there. And then we have our 9th Avenue location, just south of Creighton Road, right there by the airport runway, tucked in a nice little quaint spot back behind the AutoZone. So if you smell the smoke going down 9th Avenue or up 9th Avenue, it's probably a Sonny's Barbecue. Look behind the AutoZone. There we are.
It smells good.
Oh, yeah. If it's smoking out front, you know it's, or if it's smoking out back, you know it's sunny out front.
That's it.
So
that's it.
I'll get the saying right.
Okay. Well, I don't know if I can wait any longer. I appreciate we're talking about locations. I appreciate that we're talking about the drive-through. But you promised me that we were going to find out about the new menu, fall menu. Isn't it today?
No, not today.
When is it coming?
Monday.
Okay.
Coming Monday.
I'm ready.
I know.
Can you tell us what's
list.
On it?
I got the list. Yeah, we're going to talk about it. Let me finish the locations.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were done.
You were excited.
I'm already thinking about
excited.
The menu, honey.
Yeah, you're already thinking about fall menu.
Go ahead.
We
Excuse
have the Navy
me.
Boulevard location.
Excuse me.
Yep, no problem. We have the Navy Boulevard location about a mile north of the Pensacola NAS main gate. That 9th Avenue and that Navy Boulevard location do have banquet rooms. So you're starting to think about those holiday parties. Definitely give us a call and we can get you set up based on room availability. No cost for the room, just cost of the food. So,
which is a
it
deal.
Is a savings for sure. A lot of times you wind up paying at minimum a few $100, sometimes even northwards of $1,000 to get you a space reserved for a party. So, you know, it is a great savings, and our team will serve you up some good slow smoke barbecue and slather you with Southern hospitality and take good care of you and all your people, and it'd be nice and easy to throw your party. So definitely
I like
think
that
about
word
those.
Slather.
Slather in Southern hospitality.
So good.
Yeah. That is an official terminology that we actually use.
I was just checking.
That is official brand terminology, so didn't make that one up. And then we have our Shelley Road location, which is right off the Pine Forest, just south of I-10. So it's over there on the northwest side of Pensacola. If you're in the Beulah area, it's just a little hop, skip, and a jump over there. right there. Been there for a lot of years, 25 years. I believe that one's been over there. So long time. Been in Pensacola for 40 years.
Wow.
So if you remember the original location, it was there on 9th Avenue where the now Burger King is, then the Ashley Furniture parking lot.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So
it was there, and then we moved across the street back behind the Auto Zone back there. So.
I like it back there because you've got the outdoor picnic tables.
It's a nice
shady
little location.
And cool. And it's a nice location.
It's a nice little spot. So, all right, Meg.
I can't wait any longer.
Fall menu. Let's talk about it.
You gotta tell me, yes.
Let's talk about it. So we got some cool things, and we're excited about it. You have a few days left to get the summer menu. So if you like those cherry cola burn-ins, definitely come check those out before they're gone. We're going to be running that through Sunday.
Okay.
And so you got the weekend. So you got the football games this weekend. Hey, there's a few great games on this week. And so, you know, football is here. I watched a little football last night in Australia, which was weird.
Yes, I saw that.
Yeah,
how was that?
It was like daytime football. And
they didn't change the rules for soccer?
Yeah, no, it was, you know, so it was interesting to see. And it was a packed house. So
I'm sure.
Apparently Australia is excited about American football a little bit.
Yeah.
So it was kind of cool. But, yeah, all those tailgate parties, all those get-togethers, you're watching the games, definitely think about Sonny's Barbecue for your get-togethers. We'd love to take care of you. A little pickup catering, if you need it delivered, we can definitely take care of you on that as well. So
I like the chicken wings for the game watch party. So good.
So good.
Yeah, really good.
We got great chicken wings. So, all right, let's get into the fall menu. We'll start talking about it. Here's one that's kind of cool we haven't done before.
Oh.
We got a pulled pork grilled cheese.
Get out of here.
Pulled pork grilled cheese.
That sounds really good. Okay.
So that's going to be a fun one for the fall to pair along with pulled pork mac and cheese. That's a cheesy duo of cheesy goodness.
Mm-hmm.
With barbecue.
Stop it.
I know.
You're really bad. You do this to me every week. You come in here and you tell me about this delicious food, and I have to wait an hour to get to it.
This is my job, Meg. This is why I'm here. It's my mission.
I know. Chief Kindness Officer, but you are an extraordinary salesman, my friend.
So cruel. But listen, folks, don't worry. We open every day at 10:45, so you got right about an hour right now. And you can swing through any of your Sonny's locations that are here in the News Radio listenership area.
Okay.
Yeah.
But there's more.
There's more. pulled pork grilled cheese. When I saw that, I was like, oh, yeah, that's clever. And we've not done one of those.
That sounds
great. So that's cool. And so the cherry cola pork burn-ins were such a hit.
Mm-hmm.
We're actually doing one of our other sauce for the season for the fall. Is our maple barbecue sauce.
Oh, it's so
bringing
so
that
good.
One back
yes,
is good.
Yes, really
if
good.
If you like maple, if you like that maple syrup flavor, it really comes through in the barbecue sauce. So you're going to enjoy that. But we're doing the same burn-ins with the maple sauce.
Oh.
So instead of the cherry cola, we're going to be doing that with the maple barbecue. So
I bet that's good.
Nice little caramelized morsels, bites. I was going to say bites and morsels.
Morsels, they're about the same.
Morsels.
There you go. I made up a new word.
Don't think that works. I don't think that one works.
It doesn't sound real appetizing.
No,
morsels sounds a little more.
Morsels.
Yeah.
Nice mapley morsels.
Mapley morsels.
Pork goodness.
Oh my gosh. You're too much. Okay.
All right. Got something else I'm excited about. This is one of my favorite things that we do. We do a cheesy skillet potatoes.
Yum.
So bringing cheesy skillet potatoes back is one of our premium sides. So I'm not to mention the place that you probably normally get some cheesy potatoes, but there might be a barrel. What's the right way to say it? I don't want to say it. I'll say it. Cracker Barrel. You know, they do their cheesy hash brown casserole.
Mm-hmm.
Very similar, just more. I think ours is a little cheesier and more hearty because we actually
had it.
Do.
It's very good.
It's very good.
It
so
goes really
very
well
similar,
with the barbecue.
But I think it's cheesier and it's more hearty, I think.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it's very good.
So definitely check that one out on the fall menu if you're looking for something that's a little bit different from our normal sides. That's a good one that we're going to be having as a premium side on the fall menu. So
yay.
That. We have also the Maple Turkey Club.
Oh, it's
that
so
good.
That
is a great sandwich.
It really is.
This is a great sandwich. So, you know, bacon on the garlic toast with our smoked turkey.
Mm-hmm.
It is a great, great sandwich. So
I have to tell you, I had a friend that hears us talking on Fridays, came up to me and said, "Is there anything on that menu you don't like?" And I said, "Well, not that I can think of. You don't serve Brussels sprouts, do you, or do you?"
Not officially.
Okay. That would be the only thing. But everything else I love.
You know, this is funny. And I, at some point, actually, I did some smoked Brussels sprouts
for
a specific thing. But I actually had a dream about doing smoked Brussels sprouts with like a mustard barbecue sauce. And so, like, it was out of this weird, you know,
I'm sure that would be delicious if you liked Brussels sprouts.
Yeah, I do like Brussels sprouts.
Most people do.
You know, growing up, I never really ate them. I don't know. I just didn't. But definitely helps when you, like, smother them in sugar and add bacon and
balsamic
vinegar.
So you don't have to taste them.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't mind them too much. So I can, you know, sometimes when you're in the pinch at the house and you have to do the little steam pack of Brussels sprouts, I've done those a handful of times.
Okay,
they're not terrible by themselves without all the accoutrements.
That's what makes the world go round.
Yeah,
we all have different tastes. But here's the good news: they're not on your menu necessarily.
Yeah.
So I can't think of a thing on your menu I don't like.
Yeah, okra.
That's the one. Yeah,
okra.
That's the one.
I know you don't like the okra.
No, I don't.
I know
it's kind of
like
similar. Okra,
but you know, I walk in
sprouts.
The door and that's the first thing Jeff Wayne talks about. Jeff Wayne meets me at the front door and he's like, "Man, okra would be soggy on a day like today." And I said, "Yep, today you don't want to eat okra in the rain." So
yeah,
I think we have great okra. I know you don't like it.
No,
but
everybody loves it.
I will put our okra against any okra in town. Mm-hmm. Bar none, I think we have the best okra.
Okay.
So if you like you some good fried okra, come to Sonny's Barbecue.
All right.
Got to mention the corn nuggets, too, because if I don't mention it, then, you know, there's a certain delegation of folks, like my wife, who says, "Hey, you didn't mention the corn nuggets." So, mentioning the corn nuggets, definitely come check those out.
Describe those.
Yeah.
In case somebody hasn't had a corn nugget
before. If you like cream corn, just imagine deep-fried cream corn. I don't know how else to say it, but
that's basically what it is,
deep-fried cream corn, and they're delicious.
It's really good. Melt in your mouth.
Good. Yeah, and they're delicious. So, speaking of deep-fried, we got to talk about the pecan pie egg rolls we're doing for the fall menu.
I so wanted to lose weight before Christmas. Between the corn nuggets and
everything
the
in moderation, Meg.
Deep fried
everything
pecan
in moderation.
Pie, I'm telling you. It is so good, y'all. If you've never had it, even if you just make a special trip through the drive-thru and order that pie, I promise you won't be disappointed.
No, you won't. I mean, when they come out when they come right out the fryer, they're really hot. Personal suggestion, let them cool off just a little bit because you'll be that whole thing.
How'd that go again?
Yeah. Yeah, that. You know that whole thing where you like accidentally bite something that's too hot and then you have to like breathe and
get something cold to drink.
Yeah. That whole thing. So give them a minute, let them cool off until they're, you know, not cold. Because I have a thing, like if I'm eating hot food, I want it hot.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm eating cold food, I want it cold. You know,
okay.
So like I have just like, I'm just weird like that. Like,
no in between, huh?
I really don't. Like, I don't like the in between. So it's, you know, but on that, I definitely suggest, like, be careful because that caramelized goodness that makes pecan pies what they are. Yeah, when it's really hot, it's really hot.
It's really hot.
Yeah, just got to be a little word of caution. So pro tip, as they say, pro tip.
Yes, okay, from the expert right here.
Oh, goodness. Let's see here. I'm trying to look at the time. We got about 10 minutes. We're going to do a little giveaway. Oh, you know what? You want to go ahead and do the giveaway?
Sure. I was going to say, if you just joined us, talking with Evelyn Scott, he is the Chief Kindness Officer with Sonny's Barbecue. So write this number down, 850-437-1620. If you've got a question for him, text it on in. He's happy to answer questions about the menu, things that he's doing in the community. He's always very busy. You've had a busy week this week.
It's been a busy week this week.
How many breakfasts and chamber events have you been to?
I'm going to say too many to count, but plenty this week.
Yeah,
so we catered the annual meeting for the Chamber of Commerce on Tuesday, which was great.
Congratulations to the winners. I'm so happy for Didi.
Shout
Plamater.
Out to Michelle Carlton at PJ's Coffee for Ambassador of the Year.
Yep.
She's a good follow-up to myself, you know, so she definitely got my vote.
Ambassador last year. We have Bill Sheffield. He's one for
Small Business of the Year. Yeah.
And I'm so happy.
David Delaman for from Cox, I believe it's not Cox Communications anymore, but used to be Cox Communications, who Board Member of the Year.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And then we have Dee Dee Flounlocker and Mana Food Pantries, one Nonprofit of the Year.
I know. It's a good lineup.
Yes, it is.
That's a great lineup of community leaders. It was really cool to be in that room. I mean, it's you know, there's 255 people as what was there, and just a ton of, you know, amazing people that represent all kinds of facets of business in this local community. Team from ADX was there.
Right.
And, you know, so.
So you served Sonny's Barbecue?
We served a little Sonny's Barbecue. We did some of that famous slow smoke prime rib. So I was having a good laugh with the folks from the chamber, catering four events that they were going to be at this week. And I said, listen, I said, I'm catering four events that y'all are going to be at, and you're not going to have to eat a single thing that is the same at any of these events.
Oh, look at you showing off. Wow.
It is really a show-off week.
Yeah.
So, prime rib, I would say we wouldn't have to eat anything. We did have a little bit of smoked turkey twice. But, you know, prime rib, turkey, mashed potatoes. We do a vegetable medley, like a seasoned vegetable medley
for some
catering events. Salads, desserts at the annual meeting. Did lunch for Leadership Pensacola yesterday. Had sliced pork and turkey and green beans and mashed potatoes there.
Gosh.
You know.
Sounds good to me.
And then we did after hours yesterday at Florida Blue. Shout out to the team at Florida Blue. They do a great job. But we did appetizers there. We did some of our smoked chicken salad, some of our buffalo chicken dip, some of our barbecue meatballs.
Mm-hmm.
And then tomorrow, I'm actually doing Bowling for Boobies with Pensacola. Pensacola Breast Cancer Association. Miss Fran, there's a whole group of gals that do a great job representing the that association, Pensacola Breast Cancer Association. And so we got a little bowling tournament tomorrow. And we're actually just doing traditional barbecue. So doing a little pulled pork and the barbecue beans, a little coleslaw. So the variety that we can do on the catering side is pretty broad. So check out sunnyscatering.com. If it's not there, reach out to me personally. You know, we did a plated dinner for Two Wins Community Organization a couple weeks ago. And we did filet mignon and shrimp, you know. So we can do a lot of things on the catering side, the setup and serve side, that aren't, you know, with the traditional menu. But obviously, we specialize in that slow smoke barbecue, and it's so easy. It's easy button. Like, just give us a call. We'll take care of it. Great value for what you get every time.
It's delicious.
And so.
All right, maybe we should give some of that away.
I know, I started talking and rambling, and then I see the timer.
The time,
we got like just a couple minutes left. So.
Yes, sir. What do you want to do
today? Let's see here. Oh, fifth person to text in, Pensacola.
Hey, okay.
Hey, something different.
That.
I don't think we've done that in 2 years. Fifth person to text in the word Pensacola is going
to
win a $50 gift certificate to Sonny's Barbecue.
Okay, 850-437-1620. Text in Pensacola with your name and also your email so we can get that prize to you. 850-437-1620. And while I'm looking at all these people, whoa, it's coming in fast. I'll get to you. You
there
take
go the
care.
Lights. There
Tell
go
them
the
a little
lights.
Bit about Sonny's Barbecue.
Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about catering. We just did a little bit, you know, kind of the variety of the menu that we can offer. But we like to say that we have three ways that we can cater. So if you need just a little pickup catering, we can absolutely take care of you on that. You just schedule the time, what you want on your menu. We do everything from, you know, pulled pork to chicken to brisket, whatever you might need. You just schedule it. It starts at $10 a person. It really, or $9.99, honestly. That comes with your meat, your three sides, your paper products, and a drink. It is a great deal. I don't know that it can be beat, honestly. It's fantastic. Our team does a great job making sure everything's hot and ready for you when you need to get there. So, hey, we need it at 12 o'clock or we need it at 11:30 because we're eating at 12 o'clock. Our team will have it ready for you and get you out the door as quickly as possible so you can get to your little luncheon or whatever it is that you're trying to get to. If you need it delivered, we can actually absolutely schedule that for you. And have one of our delivery folks bring it to you, set it up for you, and have it ready for you when your team needs to eat. And then we also do full service catering. So everything from setup to cleanup, whether it be something like the chamber annual meeting, a wedding, any type of function, you got a Christmas party that you want to take care of, our team can come out. Even if it's like appetizers for like we did at Florida Blue for a business after hours.
Fun.
Our team will come out, we'll set up the appetizers, we'll serve it, and then we'll clean it all up for you. So, yeah, three ways we care: pick up, delivery, and set up and serve.
Okay, we have a winner. Yes, we do. I want to say congratulations to Pete D. He is the winner of
a $50 gift certificate to Sunny's Barbecue.
All right, Pete, congratulations with the number ending 8727. What I'm going to do, Pete, is I'll send you a text after the show is over with instructions on how you can pick up your prize right here at the station.
There you go.
So thanks to everybody. A bunch of texts coming in today. So thank you so much to everybody who's listening this morning to the show and texted in. Appreciate you so much.
Yeah, and that $50 gift certificate, that can go a long way for a good meal at Sunny's. Have a lot of people talking about family feasts. Ran into a few people this week talking about ordering the family feast and how much food it is when they get that family feast.
It's more than a family. It's a couple families feast, I think.
Depends on the family size. And
true.
Yeah, and so we say it feeds 4 to 6, but, you know, you're getting a whole chicken, you're getting pulled pork, you're getting brisket, you're getting turkey, you're getting sides, you're getting bread, you're getting your tea for like $55. It is a great deal.
Absolutely.
And, you know, you're busy, you're running around, you need to, you know, have a good hot meal, and you got
to... Yeah, and that'd be a good thing to do tonight because, you know, a lot of the kids had the Friday night football games. So if you had a gang getting ready to go to the game, you could get the guys together and have have a little feast.
We can make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Just come on through our pickup locations, or we have to go went counters at each location. You can order it, or you can go online and order it, and you have it ready for you to pick up.
Yeah.
Yep.
Sounds good to me.
Make it nice and easy. We make slow smoke barbecue accessible to all.
Definitely. And with Eldon's help, every event in the city of Pensacola has a chance at having a little barbecue.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's good stuff. Are you out and about this weekend? You got any big plans?
Yeah. Got that bowling event tomorrow.
Right.
So going to be out at Cordova Lanes out there. And it's always fun to cater at things at places that don't typically allow outside caterers. That's one of my favorite things to do.
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
So you wear, you know, Eldon, if you've never met Eldon, you definitely will notice he has this big white cowboy hat on with Sunny's Barbecue. He's got the red shirt with the white fringe, and he wears these bright red shoes. So when you're bowling, what do you have, red bowling shoes? Because, I mean, you know.
No, I don't. I don't know if you know, babe, but I stay a little busy. I don't get too much bowling.
Red bowling shoes. That's not going to look
that's
right.
That's not going to.
No.
Well, they're normally red. They're normally red and white and blue.
Well, I would definitely make sure you get those pre-ordered.
Maybe
I'm just
for
trying
next
to help
year.
You out.
Maybe for next year. Oh, goodness.
I know, totally distracted him now.
He did. And then he made me cough, and I got a little tickle in my throat.
No.
Now I'm conscious about it, and now I'm worried, and we got 2 minutes left, and I'm like, I got to talk through all the things still.
Oh, okay.
Well, y'all come see us for that summer menu. It's almost over, so if you love something on that summer menu, get in there before this weekend.
What are the hours of the
we different locations? We are 10:45 until 9:30, Sunday through Thursday, and then Friday and Saturday night, we are open until 10 p.m.
Oh, I've got a question from one of our listeners would like to know, will Sunny be at Eggfest this year?
Yes.
Aha, a big yes on that one. Okay, good question. And that, I don't have the date on that. Do you know the date, but just off the top of your head?
I don't know
I'd
the
have
date
to look
on
it, up.
Yeah.
But it's coming. We'll make sure and announce it here on the show as we get closer to Eggfest. Great event here in Pensacola. If you're just tuning in, we're talking with Eldon Scott with Sunny's Barbecue. We just gave away some barbecue, family feast. It's a $50 gift certificate, and we do this every Friday. So definitely tune in between 9:30 and 10 on Fridays. Sunny. Eldon is here. I think of him as Sunny now. Eldon is always here, and he's always got that great giveaway. And just in time for the holidays.
That's right.
And keep in mind, on Saturdays, you have Kids Eat Free, grandkids and
that's
kids.
That's right. That's right.
With
kids
parents.
And grandkids eat free every Saturday.
And Mondays.
Monday, every buy one, get one free pulled pork sandwiches through the drive-thru.
That's
so
the way to go.
Take advantage of that deal every Monday. So
all right.
Don't forget to download your app.
I was just going to say, where do I go to download the app?
You can go to sunnysbbq.com. You can download the app there. You can go to your Google or iPhone store. Get that app. Get you some free barbecue because Who doesn't love free barbecue?
I love any kind of barbecue, but I especially love free barbecue.
Y'all come see us at Sunny's. Hope everybody has a great weekend. Y'all be safe out there.
All right.
Definitely remember September 11th, and it's a day to remember for sure. So.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much, Eldon, with Sunny's Barbecue. We love it when you come in the studio, bring in the sunshine, even on a rainy day, sir.
Have a great weekend, Meg.
This is Pep Talk. We'll be back right after the news.